Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have a whole bunch of folks. I have Claudia, Helena, and Sadie, all from the New Archangel Dancers. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us, Erin.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure. So we are talking about not only the wonderment that is New Archangel Dancers and their presence here in Sitka, but the fact that you're looking for some new members to come join you on stage. So as a quick background, maybe for folks who are new-ish to Sitka or haven't seen you guys perform, who are the New Archangel Dancers?
Well, the New Archangel Dancers, we are a all-volunteer nonprofit women's group who began in
1969.
Ooh. Yeah, so we've been here quite a while, and we all share the common thread of we love to dance. You know, if you could put one foot in front of the other, and you have a desire to learn, or like you were saying earlier, enthusiastic about, you know, an interest in learning folk mm-hmm. dance, it's not something I ever thought I would do. I always loved hip hop and modern and those kinds of things, and so when I went and tried it, I really loved it. But I love dance, and that part of me, I really thrived in it, and so I had a good time with it, and here I still am.
And if you want to make a lot of good friends, this is one way to go about it. You can really hook up with people that you would never hook up with otherwise, and you get to put on beautiful costumes, and you get to spend time in front of the mirror with each other, practicing mm-hmm. and getting ready to perform, and then you're out there, and the audience just loves you. So they, you know, hoot and holler and all of that, which just pushes everybody.
It's such
in a
mood boost.
Yeah. More excited mm-hmm. mode, and it's
definitely
just a lot of fun.
Your self esteem, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To have adoring fans out there for you, and then just as you were saying, the camaraderie you build with practicing with and meeting women that you wouldn't probably have met otherwise, and anytime you're working towards a common goal, to have that awesome
it's
response.
Definitely a strong group of women. It's good to, you know. They all have your back, too, which is nice.
Yeah, it is a good time. It's, you know, a little sisterly at times and, you know, fun. And like you said, you form friendships in there and have a good time. I mean, when I joined, there was just a great bunch of women. Like I said, all different walks of life, all different strengths and personalities and fun. And we just all had that common core of love for dance mm-hmm. and performing and yeah, it was a good time. Yeah,
and I think people don't realize that when you have kids, it's a great time for your husband to have the night with the kids mm-hmm. while you have your night out. Mm-hmm. And so even if you have small children, mine was, I think, 9 months, 10 months when my youngest when I joined. And there was women from the Coast Guard, women that were only here for a few years, but mm-hmm. still could come in, learn the dances, and go ahead and just have fun performing, and then pass the baton to somebody else when they had to move away and new people came in.
Yeah, there is a lot of flexibility. You bring up a good point. A lot of flexibility with it. We perform one day a week. Mm-hmm. We really, usually at Harrigan Hall, and we have a great time doing it. Again, you when you're ready to go on stage, you go on stage. I know that it seems like there's a lot of pressure with it sometimes to perform, and but you, really we've dialed it down to just being more relaxed. We don't take ourselves as seriously. We remember mm-hmm. why we're doing this. We love to dance. We want to look good, of course. And, you know, we practice on Mondays, 7 to 9. And we have two recruitment nights this month, November 18th and 24th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at 208 Smith Street. Mm-hmm. And but those aren't the only days that you can call on us to come and join. People have joined us all year round, in the middle of winter, summertime. You know, we've had a couple that joined this year, late in the season. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun to get them on stage. Well, one that joined, one that was able to actually, come in and hop in and perform. So we've had people who've only performed twice during the summer season, some who perform every Wednesday. It's very flexible. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of what you can do.
Helena's a great dance director too. She definitely pushes you. I mean, not pushes you, but she, you know, it's like, you're ready to do this dance. And I'm like, no, I'm not. But
it's good to have someone who believes in you, even when you are hesitant on yourself.
Yeah, this was my third season dancing this past mm-hmm. summer. And I definitely, you know, kind of went out of my comfort zone on a few of the dances. But it feels good. You know.
Yeah, because you're not doing it by yourself. You might be going out of your comfort zone, but you have this whole fleet of women behind you who have been in your same shoes. And like you're saying, it's a big self-esteem boost to be knowing these. We know you've got it, and we're going to cheer you on for it.
Yeah, it's really rare for someone to start and not feel that deer in the headlights when you're just getting ready for your first time on stage. It's so got true. That like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then you get out there and you find out that you really have practiced enough that your feet know what to do. And that is just like an amazing feeling to be able to do that. And the mutual support of not just dance, but other things that we have amongst ourselves. It's really amazing.
Right. We've baby showers, we celebrate, and, you know, we hold each other up during difficult times. And, you know, we have a good time.
Yeah, you're saying you're meeting, you meet once a week for rehearsals, but it's been happening since for decades. You said since 1969?
1969 was when the group formed.
That's
with,
amazing.
I think, 8 women who learned 4 dances or some such like that. It was very, very small. They made their own costumes, or they got them from place like, say, JCPenney's or Ward's, the white boots back then. And it's moved so many leaps and bounds since then.
Some of those women who started the group, Helen Cunningham, Karen Grusendorf, Catherine Snelling, they take tickets for us. They support us. They come to our functions. So, you know, it's really fun to still have that feeling of people who have that history and the love, and they started the group. You know, we call them our founding mothers, but they're great. They're great support. They're like a heartbeat. Sometimes when we're up there performing, we see them in the back and they're watching us, and it just feels good to have that motherly support and someone encouraging and who has done it for years and started it, like, you know, feel that love that they have for it.
Yeah, and how cool to see for them to, you know, starting with just a handful of women and seeing how far it's gone, having your own building over on Smith Street. And Sadie, you were saying, being born here, you remember as a kid watching the dancers.
Yeah, I've been watching the New Archangel Dancers since I was, you know, knee high. And it was just, I was a dancer. I was a ballet dancer for, you know, up until I was about 18. I was definitely in awe of them. And, you know, then COVID happened and I was like, oh, I have all this time. And I reached out. And then they're like, oh, well, we're not, practicing right now because of COVID. But once that kind of like got over a little bit, I joined and, you know, it was something I never thought I would do. Like, I always like was in awe of it for years, and I was like, oh, I can dance, I can do this.
it's just that first step is always the scariest. And so these recruitment nights are kind of to help ease the scare of that first step. You were saying earlier that you rehearse on Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. And it's always open if someone wants to pop by and check it out.
Yes.
But these official nights are like, we're expecting you. Come on
in. And they can always reach out to us on our email, newarkangeldancer@gmail.com. They can Facebook message us. We're on there as Newark Angel Dancers. We have our website, which is newarkangeldancers.com, and, you know, and there's our main number. We're also listed. That's 907-747-5516.
And I mean, it's not just about like the group of women either. I mean, it's amazing, like, you know, exercise. Mm-hmm. Like, I lost almost like over 25 pounds last summer doing it, which I needed, and my knees have gotten stronger. Like, I had knee problems before I started dancing, and now I don't.
Nice.
Which is a big plus. So there's other benefits.
There's a boy and a girl role, and, you know, some people can do both, and it's kind of like whatever dance you can do, you can do. And it's 18 years and older. Mm-hmm. You know, on our big show, we had quite a variety of ages up there. It was really fun. We had a past dancer who is, I think, almost 60 who did a dance. And then, we have slower ones, faster ones. So it's really, again, women celebrating dance. So it's one of those things that if you can do it and you have the willingness, we're there to help you and cheer you on, and come join us.
Awesome.
The ability to get and stay fit is a huge thing that people really don't realize. You pay to go to the gym. You don't have to pay to come and join the dancers. You can come and get some great exercise and really learn some fun moves and, again, beautiful costumes. And really have that great camaraderie.
Awesome. And you were also mentioning before we went on air that obviously when we think New Archangel Dancers, we think of the dancing, the dancers themselves, but this is also a time for anyone who just would like to be interested or involved. So this might be dancers, this might be people who are interested in costuming or in tech or anything like that.
Correct. Yeah. Or coming who loves to MC. We're always looking, you know, we have people who love to dance, but they're like, please don't make me talk, you know, and then, you know, opposite or, you know, so there is other things available for dancers or people who, you know, women who want to join to do.
Awesome. So, we're almost out of time this morning, but the Newark Angel Dancers have been around, like I said, since 1969, and you're looking for more people to join in on the fun, either in dancing shoes or backstage as well.
Yes, and 18 years and older, and, you know, give us a call or show up on November 18th or 24th, 7 to 9 p.m., 208 Smith Street.
Awesome. 208 Smith Street, Monday nights, throughout the winter season, specifically the 18th and the 24th of this month for the official welcoming in for anyone who's interested. No audition, just enthusiasm and interest.
Yes,
that's right.
Amazing. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning, Claudia, Helena, and Sadie. Keep on dancing. It's always, it's like you were saying before, we haven't had time to speak on it, but you've been the mascot of Sitka, the ambassadors for Sitka in many different ways, in many different forms, and what an awesome opportunity for people to get on that train to join in. So thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Erin.